Oh, Kira, congratulations. Look at her tiny fingers. She's beautiful, just like her mommy.
Oh, thank you.
Have you got a name yet?
Well, we're thinking
she's going to call her Brooklyn. Brooklyn, Massachusetts, Phoenix, Arizona.
Your vote is your voice. So if you don't speak up, someone else is deciding for you.
Baltimore, Kentucky, Murphy O'Neill.
Who is that?
Hospital porter. Just back from his American road trip.
Make sure you're registered to vote. Go to checktheregister.ie and be a voter so that it's your voice that's heard. From Am Comisiún Toghcháin, Ireland's Independent Electoral Commission.
Oh, Brookie Mercer, choosy, come to Auntie Hannah.
It is Niall Boylan on this extremely cold Monday afternoon. Now, I'm always confused as to whether you should call it afternoon once it's after 12 o'clock. You're supposed to, aren't you, really? But it doesn't feel like afternoon. Somebody had an argument the other day as to whether 12 p.m. or 12 noon was 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. And that arsehole that keeps doing that on Twitter all the time, by the way, can I just say you're an arsehole? Because 12 noon is 12 p.m. It's accepted as 12 p.m. worldwide. 12 a.m. is 12 midnight. There is no specific rule around it, but it's accepted worldwide. So stop being an arsehole on Twitter. And to other arseholes on Twitter as well, if you want to be an arsehole, there's loads of threads there, you know, under politicians, that under their names. If you want to be childish and stupid, you can go and do that as well. Now, we've a lot to get to today, and I wanted to focus on, there are many things in the news at the moment, but we wanted to focus on something quite specific, which was animal cruelty, because it is a topic that raises its head every now and again. People think that, you know, you should be, well, not that you should be allowed to be cruel to an animal, but it shouldn't be treated as if you're being cruel to a child, for example. And I'm reading a story here, and let me read it out to you. An elderly lady in Leash was sentenced to 20 months in jail for persistent and shocking cruelty to dogs in particular, but it comes under cruelty to animals. The 89-year-old from Ballinanan area was previously banned from owning animals, but ignored the judge's order. Following the ban, the ISPCA officers and inspectors again found more dogs on the property suffering in dreadful conditions. The judge said it gave him no pleasure to send somebody of that vintage to prison, but he had given her every chance in the past. Now, there's also another story, by the way, from during the year where, because it's unusual that people go to jail, can I say, for animal cruelty in this country, but three members of a Tipperary family during the year were jailed for committing one of the worst cases, they believe, of animal cruelty. Now, this is between three people. They got a 12-month sentence. So one of them got 2 months, the other got 3 months, the other one got a month or whatever it was, right? And it was a shocking abuse of 27 dogs, including 10 puppies, on their own land. Again, this was a case of them being in cages, neglected, not fed properly, not looked after, covered in parasites, all the usual stuff that we see on a regular basis. It was a miracle that some of them were still alive, actually. The judge said this case lies in the upper range of gravity. But yet, three people between them only got a year in jail. This woman is 89 and she got 20 months, which is almost 2 years in jail for the same charge. But is it right to send somebody to jail? Now, people will argue, yes, that's the only way we can deal with it. But should you treat somebody for being cruel to an animal exactly the same as you would if, for example, they were neglecting a child or cruel to a child, to a human being? Is it the same? Some people will argue it's exactly the same and we should treat it the same. There was a girl in the UK, by the way, avoided a custodial sentence and got a 6-month suspended sentence after she put her dog in the microwave to see what would happen. I think any intelligent person would probably know what would happen, but she clearly didn't, or claimed she didn't anyway. And, well, you can only imagine what happened. But she avoided a custodial sentence and got a 6-month suspended sentence. Now, if she had to put a child in a microwave, she would have been in jail for 10 years. And people will argue that she should have gone to jail for 10 years. She was 20 years of age or in and around that age. But we put this up online earlier on, and our good friend Steve contacted us. And I want you to contact us, by the way. The number is 085-122-55. I want to focus on the woman who's 89 years of age. So she's just 90. And she's been given almost 2 years in jail for cruelty and neglect of animals. Now, nobody's suggesting that's the right thing to do. But according to Steve, He believes it's the wrong thing to do to send her to jail. I want to know what you think. 085 100 22 55. Steve, hi, how are you?
Good afternoon, Niall. And you're right, it is PM.
It is PM, of course. It's accepted worldwide as PM. But getting back to this woman, look, there's no doubt, Steve, that being cruel to an animal is wrong. I don't even think you in your maddest of psychotic moments would think there was something acceptable about being cruel to an animal.
No, look, I'm not going to advocate cruelty towards animals whatsoever. I won't do that on today's show. But what I will say is there is a huge amount of hypocrisy in any meat eater saying that it's cruel to animals. You know, ultimately, every piece of meat that's on your plate, which is billions of tons of meat every year, which is slaughtered, murdered on our behalf, so we can eat it. Now, that doesn't bother me.
You're coming across like a vegan, and I know you're not a vegan.
No, I'm not a vegan. No, look, what I'm saying is the hypocrisy behind all of this, Niall. There's a 90-year-old woman, 90. She's going to die in prison, most likely. For what? Because of a couple of dogs that she mistreated?
It's not just a couple of dogs she mistreated. She was banned from owning an animal after she'd done the same thing in 2019. She was given a suspended sentence at that stage. Now, the judge can only impose the law. So we gave her a suspended sentence. She went and did it again. You know, and she kept these animals. You've seen the photographs. She kept these animals in the house. And we're not going to put them up on the screen because it's quite horrific to look at. The dogs are emaciated. It's like she's not even feeding them. She's not brushing them. She's not looking after them. Yeah. They're covered in parasites. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and here's the thing. After that judge passed the sentence on that woman, he most likely went out and had himself a nice ham sandwich. The animal that he has eaten is dead for his pleasure, because there is no need for us to be meat anymore. We have plenty of ways to eat other things.
Speak for yourself.
Days, but we can. Well, how am I?
Well, you're speaking for yourself, because I enjoy meat. I enjoy eating a nice steak. I enjoy a nice KFC or a burger or whatever it happens to be. Because here's the thing. Although I accept what you're saying about the hypocrisy, there are regulations around the way that we dispose of animals for meat. So the regulations are that we kill the animal in the most humane method possible. Now, I would completely agree with your next argument that there's no humane way to kill an animal. You're killing it. But there is humane way where there's no cruelty involved or no pain and suffering, hopefully, involved with the animal.
Niall, you're missing the point. You're only eating meat out of pleasure. There's no necessity behind eating meat. So
you could say that, but there are many doctors that will argue with you on that point. But however, we won't go down that road today.
Okay, but poor Peppa Pig, in the meantime, Niall, ends up on your plate, and you're perfectly fine with that. And
I had Peppa Pig this morning because I had a nice sausage roll this morning before we started.
Awesome. And I'm okay with that. But the only thing I'm not okay with is hypocrites who are going to come on.
So you're telling me there's no difference in me eating a sausage roll this morning and me going out and kicking a dog's head?
No difference.
Would you stop? Now you're being stupid.
Peppa Pig got killed for your pleasure. The other dog got kicked for your pleasure. What's the difference?
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to John as well. John, hi, how are you?
Well, good afternoon, Niall, and good afternoon, Radioland. And as for Steve, fuck off.
Oh, right, okay, that's a good start, isn't it? It's always a great start when you're arguing. Yeah.
Good afternoon.
I didn't even get into it yet. Now, my point on this, Steve, number one, stop pushing your vegan bullshit.
I'm not vegan.
Drop it and forget it. Well, stop pushing it. End of.
I'm not pushing
Next story,
it either.
Niall. Steve, stop pushing it. I was listening to you there a few minutes ago. Oh, you have, meat in your
veganism.
Plate. We don't need meat in our plate. We don't need this.
I never.
Get the fuck and
I said
stop.
We do it for pleasure. I said
Steve,
we do it for pleasure, John.
Shut up about your stupid fucking vegan bullshit.
Drop it. You're mishearing.
Drop it. And I mean drop
go
it.
For it.
Okay, John, make the point you want to make. Okay.
No, so, as regards the topic, Niall, I hate vegans. I have no time for them. As regards the topic,
hate's a very strong word, isn't it? Go on, yeah.
I don't give a tinkers, Niall. I don't care.
Okay.
Now, the fact of the matter is, I give free speech and all that. Free speech.
Yeah.
Democratic free speech today.
Yeah, yeah.
Constitutional free speech.
You're exercising your right. Go ahead. Yeah, yeah. Go on.
I am indeed, and I'm proud to do so.
Okay.
Now, the fact of the matter is, she's an 89-year-old woman.
Yeah.
She was cruel to an animal, and she deserves to get the shit kicked out of her and thrown into jail and you would be thrown away.
Now we're stretching it, John. We do have a prison system. We know we don't kick the shite out of people before we put them in jail. That's not the way we deal. That's not the way we deal things.
And we should be cruel to her.
That's John, you're
point.
A moron. You're advocating cruelty to towards humans.
And I have no time
you're
for
you. You're advocating cruelty towards humans over animals. And let me just correct you on something, you idiot. If you had been
Go
listening
on,
to me from
correct
the start,
me.
I said, if people want to eat meat, I couldn't give a shite. I eat meat.
Would you not?
I don't care.
Well, then
my problem
drop it.
Is the hypocrisy
drop
in this. My
drop
problem
it,
is the
Steve.
Hypocrisy.
Drop
John,
it.
Do you eat meat? Do you eat meat?
Drop it.
Do you
mean,
eat meat?
I eat everything. I
okay,
eat everything.
And yeah, you want to kick the shit out of your woman? You're an idiot of the highest
yeah,
order.
Yeah, she deserves it. She deserves it. She was cruel to an animal.
And then so.
She absolutely
you're
deserves
the
it.
Animal. Then you deserve a good kicking as well.
I was eating that woman's dog, was I?
No, you were eating somebody's
cow.
You're eating Peppa Pig. You're eating
okay, but hang on, both of you. John, let me ask you a question. In relation to Steve's argument, not that I really agree with him, but in relation to his argument.
I don't agree with anything
okay,
say,
but that's fine. That's fine. But in relation to his argument, is he not right? Is it hypocrisy to turn around and say, I'm against cruelty to animals and anybody who does it should go to jail, yet you will sit down in McDonald's, KFC, or at your Sunday dinner with a roast in front of you for, you know, to eat an animal that has been killed so as you can eat it?
Niall, for thousands of years, The human person has eaten meat for protein and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As your part of your stable diet, your 5 a day and all the rest.
Yeah, 5 a day. Yeah.
Now, wherever your meat consumption for your healthy bones and healthy body and all the rest of it. At the end of the day, there's a difference between me having a steak right now and that woman being absolutely abusive to her dogs or whatever she was abusive to. And that's the point.
Yes, Steve kind of feels sorry for her because she's 89. She's nearly 90 years of age. Because you know and I know, there are people in this country who have got to say a 6-month suspended sentence for doing a lot worse.
Yeah, the point is she was cruel to the animal. I mean, she was cruel to the dog.
Did you say the dog's an animal?
Hang on, Steve. Shut the fuck up there for a minute. Niall, did you say the animals was emaciated?
Yeah, they were neglected, emaciated. They had one had a broken, jawbone. Another one had a broken hip, and they had they were covered in parasites because obviously they had never been brushed or cleaned or washed or, in cages,
Niall,
in metal cages.
I want people to think of that picture. To imagine that picture today,
and then tell me that woman
shouldn't have the shit kicked out of herself and thrown into jail.
Okay, well then, let me ask you a question, just to take up Steve's point. And I hate to argue on his behalf because he's well able to do it himself. But if you walk,
I know that he's full of it.
Yeah, but if you walk into a farm where they, they're raising cattle or pigs or whatever it is for human consumption, you will find they're all in very small, when I say cages, they're these kind of, these bars where their heads are sticking through to feed them constantly all the time. And they're only being fed to fatten them up so we can kill them and eat them. You know, that's equally as cruel, isn't it? They don't get to run around a field all day or frolic in the daisies. Do you know what I mean? They don't really have much of a life. From the moment they're bred, between two iron bars with their heads sticking through a hole.
They're bred for the table, are they not?
But the only difference is one is a dog and one is a cow or one is a pig, right? I mean, the difference is that there's a social conditioning that you say we're not supposed to eat a dog. If you were hungry, would you eat a dog?
No, what I'm saying to you is for thousands of years, the humble man and woman has eaten meat.
Yeah.
No problem, got on with it, lovely Sunday dinner, num, 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 all the rest of that. The problem with this case that you have outlined there today is that you have an 89-year-old woman who had animals, who had domestic animals in her possession, i.e. dogs, and she treated them like shit. There is a difference. She deserves jail and deserves the shit to be kicked out of herself.
Whatever about deserving jail, I don't encourage violence towards anybody.
And
after
Steve's argument, I don't buy
Okay, let Steve speak there. But go ahead, Steve.
Okay, so firstly, I can't speak for myself. And secondly, that idiot is so much of an arsehole to take a proctologist to figure you out. at the end of the day, you will gladly sit down. You will gladly sit down and you will eat your ham sandwich, you will eat your beef, you will eat your chicken, and the animal has died for your pleasure. I am the only person here who's not being a hypocrite. What I'm saying is, I'm okay with the woman doing what she's doing. I'm okay with people eating animals. You've been conditioned to think otherwise. Why do you keep talking over me? Is that the only way you come in an argument? Is that...
Oh, I do apologise. I'll go back to both of you in a second. I'm going to come to John and Norman. We'll get you both straight back as well. I do apologise. Sorry, we lost everybody there for a second. The number is 085-122-55. That's 085-122-55. If you want to send us a quick message, you want to give us a call, or you want to get involved in the show, and I'd encourage you to do it. And the reason we're talking about it is because there has been a number of cases this year so far, which is quite unusual, by the way, because normally the last resort is to actually send someone to jail. But an 89-year-old woman has gone to jail in the last week for 20 months, which is a long sentence. And a family of three went to jail back earlier in the year for being cruel to an animal or neglecting animals. They're generally puppy farms or something like that. Now, this woman, the reason she got the 20 months and the judge said that he gave her the 20 months was because she was already banned from owning an animal for doing the same thing some time ago. Back in 2019, and then she appeared before the courts after another inspection from the ISPCA where it had been found she did the same thing again. The animals she had in her possession were dogs. They were neglected. They hadn't been fed properly. They hadn't been cleaned. They hadn't been brushed. One of them had a broken jaw. Another one had, they were soaked in their own urine and feces. Another one had a broken hip. And generally speaking, they were in a great deal of neglect. One or two of the animals had to be put to sleep after they were rescued or taken by the ISPCC. So the question we're asking, or ISPCA, sorry, the question we're asking today is, should you go to jail at 89 years of age for being cruel to an animal? Steve is arguing absolutely not. And his point is, to some degree, you can't really deny it. There's a level of hypocrisy as meat eaters were... It's kind of a little bit hypocritical to turn around and say, well, you can't be cruel to this animal, but it's okay to be cruel to that one. Say there, Steve. Let me just go to Norman as well. Norman, hi. How are you?
Hello, Niall. How are things?
Good. Norman, I mean, 89 years of age, 20 months in jail. What she did was very wrong, clearly. But, you know, should she have gone to jail?
Fairly mixed feelings on that, to be honest with you. First, I know age is a factor, I think. I think jail is a bit over exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I say, I do care for animals. I think animals are very important. But there was a while back, there was a program on RTE about calves or something being shipped to Spain or somewhere.
That's right, yeah. So I watched that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was shocking. I found that was shocking. So if we let that go ahead, then I don't see the point of putting an 89-year-old woman in jail.
Well, I'm assuming if farmers are cruel to their animals or break the regulations, they equally can be in trouble from a legal point of view. They can face criminal sanctions.
In theory, yeah, but obviously nothing happened since then.
In that particular case you're talking about, that was the RTE primetime documentary, our investigation in relation to animals being exported to other countries. Firstly, the problem you have there is, if they're being exported to other countries and you have haulage companies coming from other companies to collect animals here in Ireland, it's difficult for us to be responsible about how they treat them because their regulations may not be the same as ours. Now, again, I did see the documentary and it was horrible to see the animals being treated the way they were being treated. But it's difficult, as I said, for us to implement regulations, you know, on foreign drivers who generally will abide by the regulations of their own country. And a lot of countries don't have those same regulations as we have. But the bottom line is, Norman, you're still killing an animal. It doesn't matter how you're killing it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then you should say, well, fortunately or unfortunately, meat is a high source of protein. And in any diet and nutrition, you have to have a balanced diet. You know, I used to be a vegetarian myself for years. But it's a very limited source of vitamins and nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
It's not viable for a lot of people. I mean, to grow vegetables, you're going to have to take up a lot of land as well and maybe cause a lot of pollution. So it's not as clear-cut as people maybe make it out to be.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you're having animals and you kill them for food, it's a part of life. But what is important that they get the most fair treatment during that life, however short that may be.
Yeah.
I know it's hypocritical, you know. I know it's hypocritical, you know. In France, like, to eat frogs' legs, and it's not a pretty sight when you see frogs being killed, you know, to supply frogs' legs to a restaurant.
Okay, so the bottom line is, should she have gone to jail?
I don't think so. No, I don't. I think in a society we're a bit hypocritical that way. We like meat, we don't really care how it gets there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I wanted to rip the shit out of him.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, John, what are you trying to say there, John?
What? Sorry, am I back online again? Am I back on the show again now?
You are back on the show, yeah. What were you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
I got cut off now. The cheek, the nerve of it, the insultiveness of it.
Oh,
I went to a lump of his
teeth.
Is he still there?
He is still there, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I think
he's still talking to show you, is he?
You haven't said a word since you came on.
Hang on. I can only listen to one person at a time. Sorry, Norman. Finish what you were saying.
We take some of the cats and dogs from the dogs home of the SPCA. And the last one we did, we had two dogs, two lovely dogs. They're beautiful dogs.
Are you over the other side of the room now, Norman? Because it's kind of hard to hear you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
There were two beautiful dogs. But a good long story short, they were mistreated and one of them died. And that's just horrible thing. They were tight
up all day. Yeah, and you're telling me all these things, Norman, and I get what you're saying. You're giving me loads of examples, and that's wonderful. But in relation to this particular case, so the 89-year-old woman allowed dogs to be, you know, malnutrition, a broken jaw, broken hips, neglect. They were covered in parasites because they'd never been cleaned or washed. Should she have gone to jail?
I don't think so.
No, you don't think so. So when do you send somebody to jail for cruelty? You don't do it at all, like.
If there's a point, if there's a result out of it, the thing is, my first time is something maybe financially, or if they do some kind of, maybe they send her to work in a cat's and dog's home.
Send her to work in a cat's and dog's home at 89 years of age? I don't think she's going to show up.
No,
I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? But in other words, community service, like, is that what you're saying?
For example, or hit them, you know, the dogs are, the animals they feed cruelly, they have to pay for their upkeep.
Okay, well, stay there a second, John. I'll let you back in a second. I've got to take a quick break.
Niall Boylan has been told to shut up from the time he was in school.
We're already living in an AI-driven world, but how much do we really understand? Join me, Matt Cooper, on AI Magnified, a 5-part limited podcast series where we explore how AI is shaping our world, from Ireland's role in global AI development to the impact on jobs and infrastructure and investment. In this series, we dive deep into the future of AI with expert guests and real-world examples. AI Magnified is available now on the Go Loud app or wherever it is you get your podcasts.
AI Magnified. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Fitzgerald Power. Adding value always. FitzgeraldPower.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Hi there, can I help you? You're looking for something for the garden?
Well, I want to plant
what
for
What she wants is a nice lay landy hedge, am I right?
No, what?
And a lovely big hot tub.
Your vote is your voice. So don't let someone else decide for you.
Oh, and a pair of those crouching stone lions, they'd look great either side of your front door.
Do I know you?
That's our new trainee. He's very keen.
Make sure you're registered to vote. Go to checktheregister.ie and be a voter so that it's your voice that's heard. From Am Comisiún Toghcháin, Ireland's Independent Electoral Commission.
And would you like that for delivery?
Yeah. Apartment 3, 6th floor.
Oh, you're going to need a crane for those lions then.
Cool. All through his life, they just keep telling him to shut up. But not anymore. Because now he has his own live podcast, the Niall Boylan Podcast.
All right, let me just go back to Steve. Steve, you've been listening to what Norman is saying there. You know, he's given us a lot of good examples, in fairness, of different situations of where dogs or cats or animals or cattle, are, you know, when somebody's been cruel.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't believe people should go to jail. So at what point, Stephen, you kind of said the same with this 89-year-old woman. At what point does somebody go to jail?
Right, so let me just say what I said at the very start of this show, which was, I do not advocate for cruelty towards animals. I think it is wrong. People shouldn't do it. But I also believe, and this is the only point that I'm making here today that is unfortunately difficult for some to hear, that it is hypocrisy for anybody to say that it is that they can be cruel towards an animal and go to prison, but you can sit down and eat your Sunday roast and be guilt-free from it completely. That's not a level of hypocrisy.
I'm guilt-free when I eat the Sunday roast. I don't feel any guilt.
No, you're not, Niall, because I've heard you talking about the old pig and the spit roast.
Oh, yeah, that was at a wedding because I was playing with the pig the day before. And then your man offered me the spit roast the next day, the pulled pork, and I said no because I already had a connection to the pig. That was the problem.
Okay. And Niall, here's the thing.
That's a psychological thing.
I don't give a shite what happens to the animal, whether it's kicked or it's killed. Either way, it's good with me. I don't care. And I cannot show any hypocrisy in that because there would be zero intellectual consistency if I did, unlike the other idiot that you have on, John.
You just did show hypocrisy, Steve, if I may cross.
Go ahead.
Because one minute you're saying that you have so much... Sorry, Niall, I do apologise for cutting in there.
No, you're okay, John, you're far away.
For one minute, Steve, you're saying to the whole of Radio Land today that you're so, you know, respectful of the animal. So
never
respectful
said that.
Of the animal
Niall,
today.
Niall, please correct him on that.
Hang on. And then in your next breath, you're saying you
never
couldn't care less
it.
If the animal was kicked, killed, or anything happens to it.
John,
so you're talking
John,
through
Jesus
your ear,
Christ.
Aren't you?
Check your batteries and those hearing aids. I never said that,
oh,
you
hearing
idiot.
Aids have I got
not
now.
Not once did I say, the poor animals, boo-hoo. Never did I say that. My opening statement was simply, I don't believe in cruelty to animals.
You just said
I don't think you should
a few
be
minutes
unintentionally
ago,
cruel.
Hang on, you just said a few minutes ago, I have so much respect for animals.
John, in fairness, I think you're hearing things now. He never actually said that. What he said was at the very start, and he repeated it again when he came back on, that he doesn't believe in cruelty to animals. He doesn't think it's right. He never said anything about having respect for animals.
Never said it.
No, but
you're hearing the voices in your head, John.
There was he was showing respect for animals, and the next line he was saying,
never
"Oh,
said
I don't
that
care
either.
If I kicked or killed."
Never
so
said
what,
that.
What crap are you talking
no,
about today?
He just says it shouldn't happen, but he doesn't care.
No, you?
I don't think you're listening, John. You're hearing the kind of voices in your head. I don't think what he said was it shouldn't happen, but he doesn't care either way. But he's saying that people like you who pretend to care are hypocrites.
No, the point I would make now, and the other gentleman's already made it. What's the other
Norman. Yeah.
Here's a woman who's 89 years of age.
Yep.
And she had emaciated animals with broken hips, broken jaws, broken everything.
Yep.
And to me, that is just sheer animal cruelty.
Oh, it is.
And you cannot excuse that. I don't care who you are or what age you are.
But you can excuse eating the animal. You can excuse eating it. You can excuse kicking the shit out of an 89-year-old. Now, hold on. You can excuse eating the animal, and you can excuse kicking the shit out of an 89-year-old.
Which is what you said,
Vance. Your true colors.
And send her to jail, because the abuse she gave the animals, she should get it back.
Okay, well, I don't condone violence to anybody. Let me just go to John as well. Another John. John O'D. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good. It's probably the longest sentence I've ever seen anybody get, John, for cruelty to an animal in this country. And we have to take into consideration, she is 89. She's nearly 90 years of age.
Yeah.
Should you have gone to jail?
No, certainly not. I 100% today, and I want to mark it down on the calendar, I 1,000,000,000% agree with Steve today
Jeepers.
And everything he said, right?
Jeepers.
There you are.
There's one for the books.
As regards sending an 89-year-old, it's absolutely ridiculous. And what's more ridiculous and completely a billion times outrageous is that other person that you have on there, right? And he's advocating kicking the shit out of an 89-year-old.
Oh,
right?
I'll ask him one.
I'll ask him one question now. If that woman was standing in front of you now, would you say that to her face?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the cruelty of the animals cannot be excused.
Okay, we've established that now, that if she was standing in front of you, you would say the same thing, that she should get
absolutely.
The shit out of her. No, let me ask you...
Again, I want to point out that we don't advocate violence towards animals or people, for that matter.
Let me ask him another question, right? He had no problem with an 89-year-old woman standing in front of him, telling her that he would kick the shit out of her.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Because of what she did.
If there was a 15...
Because of what she did to the animals, John. Are you listening, John?
Would you shut up a minute? Would you ever give that hole in your face a chance a minute and give someone else a break, right?
Go on, yeah, go on. I like that. That's very good. Go on, that's very good. I'm going to hold on to that one.
The point I'm making, you would have no problem now if she was standing in front of you telling her she should get the shit kicked out of her. Would you do the same thing and say the same thing to a 15-stone scumbag now that was after doing the same thing standing in front of you? I don't think so.
No, he said, if this was, say, a 35-year-old man who is 6 foot three and 15 stone and had done this, would you stand in front of him and say, I'm going to kick the
I'd
shit out of you?
Anybody, no.
No, you wouldn't, John.
I'm not a bluffer, I'm telling you.
Okay, but here's the thing, John. Okay, so why are you excusing her? Is it because of the crime or is it because she's 89?
Well, I don't believe anyone should go to jail, like, I mean, for being cruel to animals.
At all?
There's enough people out there damaging human beings without putting people in for damaging bloody dogs or cats.
No, hang on. So what? Well, then anybody can just be cruel to an animal and there's no repercussions whatsoever.
No, there is penalties, like, I mean. I mean, and obviously, community service, you get a big fine, the whole lot.
So what use is a fine? Most people don't even pay them.
Let's hone in on this woman now. She's 89 years of age, right? Yes, obviously there's something else. This other town can't see that going on.
Clearly there's something going on. This is her third time in the court.
There is.
We're doing the same thing.
She can't see what she's doing.
She got a six-month suspended sentence the last time in 2019, and then she went out and got more dogs.
Steve is right about the hypocrisy because when the primetime special was done on RTE, right, about the greyhounds and the neglect at them, there was help to pay. And there was a protest outside the greyhounds track here on Cork, right, and I passed by. And the very people that were protesting there about being cruel to greyhounds were involved in the abortion debate, and they were pro-abortion. Yes. What a bunch of...
Stop, would you, John? You can't keep bringing everything back to abortion all the time.
No, but there's a hypocrisy this year.
Well, hold on. What are you saying, Steve? He's right.
He's absolutely right. There's a level of hypocrisy there and zero intellectual consistency. Zero. Can I ask that other lad, not John from Cork, the other John, do you ever fish?
Yeah.
Have you ever fished in your life?
No, I've never fished, Steve, no.
Okay, do you think fishing is cruel?
No.
No, so you could be cruel. You'd pull a hook through their face, drag it across a lake, and then kill it. That's not cruel, no.
Humankind have been fishing for thousands upon thousands
and
of years.
And humankind have been kicking dogs and arses for thousands of years too. Does it make it right?
Here's the point. Can I ask John? Sorry, Steve, I'm going to move from you.
Can I ask
John a simple question there?
Yeah.
John.
Could I just say, I heard there's a new Olympic sport just after being announced, and it is called the competition for kicking the shit out of 89-year-olds. You should enter that.
Hang on,
John, Christian John, you want to ask John a question?
John, can I ask you a question there before you move on, Niall?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask you, John, Cork?
Just ask the bloody question.
Niall, I'm going to ask John one question. John, would you be cruel to an animal? Would you kick the crap out of an animal or emaciate an animal? Would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you, Steve or John, be cruel to an animal or emaciate an animal to the point that it had a fractured jaw, a fractured hip, and it was living
they
in the
said no. Head? They said no. What's the point you're trying to make?
No, right. No, we weren't.
Well, then
no.
The point is they've lost their argument, haven't they?
No.
Well, hang on, both of you. He's kind of got a point. If both of you are going to say no, you wouldn't do that because it's cruel and it's wrong, well, then surely there should be a punishment for something that's cruel and wrong.
Nope.
Yeah, but putting 89-year-old women inside in jail, that obviously there's something going on mentally. The woman is not getting it. And this guy advocating taking this shit all over them, like.
Nobody advocates that. He just does. He's the only one who advocated that.
And he calls himself a Christian.
Cruelty to the animals, guys. Period.
You call yourself a Christian and you're going to kick the crap out of an 89-year-old. Are you?
Yeah. I'm a Christian.
Whatever Christian church you're saying, doctor, cancel your subscription. Cancel your subscription.
Okay, stay there. Let me just get a female voice into this. One that's probably reasonably normal. Sharon, hi, how are you?
Hi, good, Niall, thanks.
Good.
You know what? You never solve anything by more violence and more violence.
No.
Okay,
no.
The 89-year-old shouldn't be, you know, whatever the guy said about her. But I'll tell you something. She should be made to realise. She should be brought to maybe to understand the shame of treating an animal so badly. So maybe give her some kind of a thing where she has to go in to a school and talk about treatment of animals. Mm-hmm. Maybe she should be, you know, brought somewhere to be shown this is how you treat an animal.
It's a bit late. It's maybe, a bit late in life. They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, pardon the pun. But it's a bit late in life.
It's too late for her, but you know, she should have the penance of feeling bad about doing that to a dog. And she, feeling the shame of it. Like,
but Sharon, she clearly doesn't. She clearly doesn't. She's already been in court twice before. She was already given a 6-month suspended sentence the last time.
Well, hit her where it hurts, maybe. Fine her at least and give it to a dog's shelter because, by God, they need the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what happens if you find, like, she's only on a pension? I mean, did they starve the woman to death or what? It's obviously there's something going on mentally. And none of you are getting that.
Simply remove the dogs from the woman's care.
Yes, remove the dog. Yeah, exactly. To be clear,
the ISPCA have removed the dogs already.
Remove them again.
They're not always great. There's a dog down, a certain dog that barks, is always thrown out in the cold. And, you know, the RSPCA, I don't know if they follow up on things the way they should.
Hmm. But do you understand the point Steve and John is making? Are you a meat eater, Sharon?
To my shame, I am. I'm trying to stop eating meat.
Don't be ashamed. I'm a meat eater. I'm not ashamed of it. Don't be ashamed of eating meat. It's the world we're living in. You're told you should feel ashamed of it for some reason.
But I'd rather go vegetarian, to be honest.
Why?
I think that...
Why?
Because from everything the way cows are killed and everything, it's awful. You know, and I just
Do you ever watch the Discovery Channel and you see, you know, a tiger running through the jungle or running through the plains of, I don't know, wherever it happens to be, and, you know, leaping on a wildebeest and tearing it down and ripping it apart?
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, do you turn around then and say, let's ban the jungle because that's happening, or let's put all tigers on leads? No, you don't, because that's nature.
No. Yeah, I know.
We're animals. It's still one of the instincts that we have. We eat meat. There's nothing wrong with eating meat. Don't be believing the vegans. There's actually nothing wrong with eating meat. It's perfectly normal for a human being to eat meat.
But now I'm passionate about dogs because I have a gorgeous little dog. And
the only reason you don't eat them is because we're socially conditioned not to eat dogs. Some countries, they do eat dogs.
Yeah, but that 89-year-old woman should have to pay some consequence. I'm not sure what kind, and maybe we need to be thinking up more ways that she can realise the consequences
of her. She's 89, like, I mean, there's nobody getting that. She's 89.
My friends are 89 and they're copus mentis and they're perfect.
Yeah, but not everyone. I mean, Jesus Christ. I know people in this town around here, and they're mid-40s and they haven't a clue what they're doing. I don't mind 89. It's obviously this woman, like, I mean, there's something going on there. And she, look, if you take the dogs off her, she's going to get more dogs and more cats. She'll find a way of getting them. And it's obviously there's something going on upstairs.
But then we need to improve the services, I guess, you know, like what Steve said. We need to improve the services that dogs can be taken because in this day and age, that shouldn't be going on.
All right.
And we're all to blame.
We don't do enough.
Yeah.
Can I just point out to everybody that I was there just having a look online and I could see a photograph of this woman. She looks like an 89-year-old woman.
Yeah, she looks old.
She doesn't look like she can take care of herself, never let alone a dog. So to be putting a woman like, could you imagine putting that woman in prison?
I mean, for 20 months, by the way. It's not just a short prison sentence, it's 20 months.
Well, I think, Steve, you have the smartest, you came up with the smartest solution, I really believe, and you're right, take the dogs
away. But they do, but hang on, but Sharon, they've taken the dogs away from her on 3 occasions, and she just goes out and gets more.
Then 4th occasion, and 5th occasion, and 6th, Niall, keep on going.
Well, she should be told that if she gets another one, she's put to jail. That's it.
She was told that the last time.
There's no point in doing that.
No, hang on. No, hang on, all of you. Hang on. Sharon, she was told that the last time. She was banned on two occasions in the past from owning dogs.
So Can you just imagine, citizens, shouldn't we go in and take the dogs?
But can you just imagine the headlines? We say no. If she goes into jail and she dies inside, and the headlines are there. 89-year-old woman dies in jail because she was jailed.
Okay, no, we can't do that. So what can we do? We can have more awareness.
She's already in jail,
the neighbours
by the way.
Beside her. Take the dogs. No matter if you're the man on the street, I would say to a big, strong man.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Take the dog.
Forget about the fact she's 89. Let's say it was a 50-year-old man and we go into his house and there's five dogs and they're all emaciated and they're all, you know, he's been cruel, neglected them. Should he go to jail?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, so it depends on the person. No. That's not justice. Justice is meant to be blind, isn't it? Justice shouldn't matter if you're 2 or 89. It shouldn't matter. Well, 2 is not criminally responsible. 13.
I think there should... People should be put into jail for advocating the kicking the shit out of an 89-year-old.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a whole different thing, argument. No, but Sharon, you can't turn around and say the law is only for the 50-year-old man or woman, but not for the 89-year-old.
Okay, Niall, I agree with you there. So what can we do? The purpose of this discussion is hopefully to come up with a better solution. The actual question is,
do you believe, Sharon, people should go to jail if they're cruel to animals, intentionally cruel to animals?
I do. Well, then she should go to jail.
No,
not an 89-year-old woman. No.
People, full stop, should not go to jail for cruelty to animals. Otherwise, we'd be locking up farmers across this country left, right and centre.
No, because farmers do it under the law. There is regulations around the way animals are euthanized. And that's what they do. They abide by those regulations. They don't just go out into the field and shoot the... Farmers don't just walk out into the field and kick the shite out of a cow and then shoot it in the head and chop it up for dinner. That's not what they do.
Can I tell you a little story?
What you're saying is there's legal cruelty and illegal cruelty.
Yes, yes, if you want to put it... it's called humane cruelty, if you want to call it that. Yeah.
Can I just say something before I go?
Yeah. Okay.
Can I say something before I go?
Yeah, Sharon, go.
I was speaking to a man who came to the door to deliver something and was admiring my little dog, laughing at him because he was doing the big barking and, you know, he's a little pet, like your mum was just laughing at him. You're going to attack me. That man was telling me that he saw a dog being abused in a house. He went in, I don't know over what time frame, he went in, knocked at the door and he said it about the dog and he said, if you don't... something about the dog, I'm coming back for him. Now that man came back and took that dog. Your man let the dog go after it being pointed out. So I think as citizens we all have to step up. That's all we can do is step up and make sure if we see anything we don't just let it happen.
Okay, all right, stay there for a second if you can, Steve and John. I want to bring Maureen in. I've got to take a quick break first.
The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Podcast live.
Looking for the smartest way to Dublin city centre, is it? Right. So, you're going to want to hop onto the Sligo to Dublin train, then skip off at Broombridge, and then just leap onto the Lewis. Got it? The Sligo to Dublin train now stops at Broombridge, bringing you closer to the Lewis and the heart of Dublin city centre. Book your train fare at irishrail.ie today. Lewis tickets must be purchased separately. Buy or tag on at Broombridge before boarding. Éireann Road Éireann is part of the Transport for Ireland network.
Oh, Kira, congratulations. Look at her tiny fingers. She's beautiful, just like her mommy.
Oh, thank you.
Have you got a name yet?
Well, we're thinking
she's going
of...
to call her Brooklyn. Brooklyn, Massachusetts, Phoenix, Arizona.
Your vote is your voice. So if you don't speak up, someone else is deciding for you.
Baltimore, Kentucky, Murphy O'Neill.
Who's that? Hospital porter. Just back from his American road trip.
Make sure you're registered to vote. Go to checktheregister.ie and be a voter. So that it's your voice that's heard. From Am Comisiún Toghchán, Ireland's Independent Electoral Commission.
Oh, Brookie Mercer, juicy, come to Auntie Hannah.
Every day, and available for download from all your usual platforms.
All right, let me go to Maureen. Maureen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. You heard Sharon. I know it kind of Sharon understands that this woman is 89 years of age. Should she go to jail?
Well, you see, if I was a judge and she'd come before me,
She's already been warned, hasn't she? Was it three times?
Three times, yeah.
Yeah, had a suspended sentence.
Yep. She's also been banned from owning an animal.
Yeah. What I'd have done with her is, look, I'd have said, okay, I'd have put her into jail, but not in the real system. I'd have found somewhere for her for about 2 weeks. First of all, then she'd have been evaluated while she's inside, of course, okay? And I'd have had her...
Well, when you say evaluated, she's 89. Well, she's clearly not of sound mind at 89 years of age.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but, to go through the whole procedure, to be fair, this is just me being fair here.
Mm.
If it proved that she's okay, I mean, some 89-year-olds are perfectly competent mentis. It's just that they're just cruel.
Yeah, look at John O'Dea. So I mean, look, you know, he's fine.
Yeah.
Did you just
say he's fine, he's from Cork.
At his age, he's fine. Like,
what he is?
Yeah. But what I would do with her, is I would give her another sentence. And it would be, I would give her 12 months. It would be, she would have to volunteer. It would be no paid at shelters where, you know, where animals are brought in. Really bad, you know, cases of animal cruelty. If there's cases that animals need to be rescued from homes, she would have to go with the people.
Maureen, have you seen her?
No. This is what I would do. This is what I would do.
She would be incapable
of the other side. She wouldn't.
She'd be incapable of doing it. She's on a walking stick. She'd be incapable of doing it.
I don't care. She could go in a van. She could sit in the van, Niall. That's what I would do.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, Maureen,
it might be
ridiculous
to you, Steve.
Maureen,
but it's not ridiculous
understand?
To me. I said what I would do if I was a sitting judge.
Maureen, do you understand that intentions mean everything? And most likely this woman at her age is unintentionally being cruel and not feeding them, and whatever the case may be.
Most
it's not
likely,
like she's going
Steve,
out feeding. Hold on,
hold
please.
A minute.
Hold on a second,
you've
please.
You've had your say. You had
it's
your
not,
say.
No, I didn't get to finish.
Yeah,
it's
you
not
did.
Not like she's
you're
going
jumping
out
in on everybody. You're not letting anybody
please.
Finish. Most
okay,
likely,
go ahead.
This woman was like that all her life. She may just have been one of these intentionally cruel people, and they are
no,
out
I
there.
Know, that's a big
and
jump, though.
It is.
I don't care, John. That was my solution. That would be my solution to it. And whether people like it or they don't like it, I don't care.
We can't say that, Molly and Fiona, with respect, we can't say that because we didn't know what she was like in her 40s, 50s, 60s. But the fact that she's 80,
she
you know,
an animal lover.
Probably,
we don't know, but somebody
she
knows.
She probably was an animal lover or not there, as Steve has just said there, right? But
I
the
doubt
thing
it.
Is, we've moved on now. Like, I mean, the woman wants to accompany the animals, but she's incapable of looking after them.
She wasn't an animal lover in her day. I doubt
how do you
very
know
much.
That? We don't know because
believe,
we don't know.
Would,
we don't know the
it.
Woman. We don't
I
know the woman.
Why does she have lads? Why does she have an assistance on having Maureen?
I see them every day of the week. People in their 80s. People in their 70s. They have dogs.
Well,
maybe one
well, can, dogs. But can I? Sorry, Maureen. Can I ask you a question? Getting back to John and Steve's argument, and it's surprising to hear John actually agreeing with Steve today, and actually a lot of people texting in agreeing with Steve. Surprisingly enough. But getting back to their argument, do you eat meat, Maureen?
Do I eat meat?
Yeah.
I do, yeah. I'm not a vegetarian. I'm not going down that road. I do eat meat. I love meat.
Okay. So should you go to jail for participating in the cruelty to animals?
No, I'm not being cruel to an animal. I didn't kill the animal.
Well, should the butcher or the farmer that you bought the meat off, should they go to jail?
No, they shouldn't, because the animals put on this planet for us to eat. But human beings have been eating meat since human beings evolved and were put on this planet, and human beings actually evolved into super predators.
Hypocrisy has a name, and it's Maureen. The hypocrisy, Maureen, is unbelievable.
If you stretch it out, Niall, I mean, for the horse racing industry, you know, and the greyhound industry, right? Like, the dogs are bred for racing.
That's a different argument, John, because I tell you why it's a different argument. I've covered it on the show many times and on the radio as well. And I would agree with you. I don't agree with horse racing and I don't agree with greyhound racing. Equally, I don't agree with, you know, elephants standing up on little podiums and circuses. But thankfully, we banned that. So I don't agree with using animals for entertainment. you know, because it's unnecessary.
But that means so that everyone that runs a horse race or a greyhound race, and everyone that attends a horse race or a greyhound race, should all be breaking the law, should all be
participating. Yeah, well, I suppose to some degree they are. They're enabling it. But I don't agree with using animals for the purposes of entertainment, like bullfighting and all those other things, right? But hang on, I do agree with eating animals.
What about a domestic dog? I mean, why do people get a dog and they put him on a lead? The dog is never left running around anymore. Sometimes he is a muzzle on. And I mean, he's stuck inside the house after him while they're at work. Isn't that cruel? I mean,
No, it's not really cruel because we have domesticated dogs. Dogs are wild animals. They're pack animals. We domesticated them as human beings. Now, if we were to continuously breed dogs and not put them on leads and let them run around wild like they were in the 60s in Ireland, they'd be shitting all over the streets and biting people every day. So, you know, because that's what dogs do.
There's a lot of dogs.
But you should say the same for cats. You see, we're talking about dogs. You can say the same for cats.
Well, no, cats are not like dogs. They're not as vicious as dogs.
Yeah, but hang on a second.
That's
not what I was going to say.
Yeah.
There are people in apartments who have cats. Cats are inside 24 hours a day.
Mm.
That cat is not meant to be inside 24 hours a day.
Is that cruel?
A cat is a predator.
Well, I have to say, you know, if a cat is inside 24 hours a day and it's been extremely well looked after, or indeed a small dog, and they're being extremely well looked after, I have no issue with that. The cat knows no better.
Because the cat knows
hang on, Maureen, we had a cat for years. Now, the cat could go in and out if they wanted to. She wanted to. But she never did. She stayed in the house all the time.
But that's fine. But I'm talking about the people who have them. The cats never see the outside.
Maureen, are you saying this is cruel to cats?
I've
never seen somebody put a cat on a lead and take it for a walk. But
you have, you can. I've seen people. You can. I've done it. I had cats when there were kittens, I had them on the lead.
How do we know now that these cats are stuck inside the house all day long, never get out or never left out? Should they be suffering from severe depression? No one has asked them how they feel.
Yeah, post-traumatic stress or something like that, PTS. Yeah, sorry, well, stay there, all of you. Let me just go to another John. Jeez, the amount of Johns on today. It's a very common name, old John. John, hi.
How are you keeping, Niall?
How you doing, John?
My idea, like, I love animals all my life, but I know now the researchers said it's about should people go to jail.
For being cruel to an animal,
Yeah. Now, I would say, this is my own opinion, it depends on every case. If a person was intentionally cruel, like people throwing petrol on cats and setting them on fire or tying fireworks on
it's quite
them,
specific, isn't it? Yeah.
Intentionally cruel or violence towards animals, where they go out of their way to really hurt an animal or any kind of violence like that, whether it be an animal or a human. I believe there should be, for violent people, there should be jail sentences. I think there's a lot of people in jail that shouldn't be in jail. But people that go, there is people out there that intentionally go around. I know years ago one of my dogs was killed where people were going around putting poison in people's gardens.
Oh, yeah, that's completely wrong. But here, John, sticking with the story that we opened up with today, which is an 89-year-old woman in County Leash who got 20 months in jail for allowing her dogs to be neglected. The dogs were emaciated and suffered with parasites and all sorts of things. The ISPCA had to take them off her, right? So she got 20 months in jail. Now, she's 89. Do you believe she should have gone to jail?
No, she should have been helped.
She should have been helped. Oh, so you want to help her?
Someone should have found them animals before. You know,
So in other words, if she was 40, should she go to jail?
Well, if they prove that she was doing it intentionally.
What other way would you be doing it? If you're sitting there watching telly and the dog is crying because it's starving and it's in pain.
It might be mentally disturbed or... they should go to jail. They should go to jail if they prove that they intentionally...
Let's just say we've proved she intentionally did it. She was well aware of the fact the animals were suffering. Should she go to jail?
Yeah.
At 89?
But if that is that age,
fuck's sake.
Maybe she should get a splendid sentence or something like that. You know, she's just too old really to go to jail.
She's too old to go to jail. I didn't realise there was an age limit on jail. Okay, so if you murder somebody at 89, should you go to jail? Are you too old to go to jail?
No, it's the death penalty, the ideal thing, but that was taken away in 1990.
Yeah.
And the last person that got killed in Ireland was 1954.
Yeah, but that was, they were actually the yeah, but okay, that was communicated by the president. But sorry, so I didn't ask you that. If a person at 89 commits a serious crime, okay, let's not say it's murder. Let's say it's assault, right? Should they go to jail at 89?
Well, they have done, I'm sure. Yeah. The law is the law.
If the law is the law, then why are you saying she shouldn't go to jail?
Well, if she didn't do it intentionally, it's about the intent. If she
Hold on for a second. How do you not do it intentionally? How do you sit there knowing you haven't fed dogs, knowing you haven't washed them, knowing they're in pain, knowing they look neglected? How do you say that's not intentional? There's no other way to describe that but intentional.
Alzheimer's, we could have dementia.
Oh, I'm sure that would have been brought up in court if she had Alzheimer's or dementia. She clearly doesn't.
She should have had Sarah, right?
Yeah.
She just didn't bother with them.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, yeah.
But you know, now.
Yeah. Hang on, John. Yeah, sorry, Maureen. Go ahead.
But you know, now, if that's the case, the law needs to be overhauled. How many of those people, you know, the sulky races?
Yeah.
How many of those have gone to jail? That's cruelty to the horse.
Oh, no, it is.
Because the horse wasn't bred to run on roads. And actually, I heard you talk about the horse racing. I don't agree with steeplechasing.
I don't agree with any horse racing.
Because the horse isn't bred to jump. A horse runs. It'll run in the wild, but a horse will jump only if it has to jump.
Mm-hmm.
A flat race is different, but not steeplechasing.
Can I put in there for a second?
Being forced to jump.
Yeah, Steve, go ahead.
Right, so a couple of things I have to cover. That guy said that if it's made out that it's intentional, intentional, then they should go to prison. So firstly, I would say that the vast majority of animals who are killed in this country to go on your plea is also intentional, therefore intentional violence. So you can take that off the table. What I want to ask Maureen was going on about the cats in the house. Maureen, are you trying to say that that's cruel to cats?
It is cruel to cats, yes. If they're in the house 3-4 hours a day, I've cats
perfect,
all my life.
Perfect that you said that.
I know
thank
about
you.
Cats.
Because, now, hold on a second, Maureen.
She knows about cats.
Then it is also equally as cruel to keep cows in sheds, pigs in sheds. So, therefore, you're participating in that.
I don't keep cows and pigs in sheds. And everywhere I walk around, everywhere I live, there's fields full
you
of
participated
cows enjoying
in
fabulous green grass. There are pigs out in the farmyard, so they're not in sheds. They're in at
Maureen,
night.
Maureen, you participate in it every time you eat a chicken nugget. You participate
Listen,
in every
Steve,
time you eat your ham sandwich.
We're not talking about veganism here. We're talking about a case
of cruelty.
That's not
what I'm getting at.
Okay, well, hang on both of you. Let me just bring Sean in. Sorry, he's dying to get in here. Sean, go ahead.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Yeah, go on, Sean.
I don't know what that last guy is talking about. Sure. Cows and chickens and what have you not, they're farms. They're farms for consumption and they're humanely killed. Oh, no, well, they are. And I enjoy a bit of steak. We're not talking about that. I'll tell you what I want to get on there about, Niall. She's 89 years of age. She shouldn't have went to jail. No, she shouldn't have.
Why?
I see other people committing. Because I can see other people committing crimes in this country. Way worse.
I completely agree with you. But now you're getting into whataboutery. So let's not do that. Okay.
Okay.
Let's take this individual case. Why shouldn't she go to jail if she committed a crime?
She's 89 years of age, Niall.
I know that. I'm well aware 20, of that. Yeah.
20 months is too harsh. It may be a month, Niall. Maybe a month. But Jesus Christ, 20 months of her life. She's near the end of her life. And everybody knows that, and we all know that. That's horrific what she's had to get in there. Now, it's horrific what she done, Niall. I get that. And I'm not condoning that one bit. But the fact of the matter is, she's near the end of her life. You know, a month would have sufficed that and banned from having any animal ever again.
Okay, so it's just as different depending on the age you are.
Niall. Of course. Well, like, an 89, Jesus, like, 89 years of age, like, fair play to her, she's still going. But, you know, most 89-year-olds, Niall, are, you know, they shouldn't have pets. Like, honestly. You know, sure, I presume she's finding it hard to get around the house as it is, you know. I don't know.
I assume there's a lot of 89-year-olds would have a dog or a cat. I don't see anything too wrong with that. Would you say they shouldn't have pets? Most 89-year-olds wouldn't be cruel to an animal.
No, well, you get that, Niall, but obviously she wasn't looking after them, and that's the, clearly, that's the, what's happening here. And a month would have sufficed for that, you know, but 20 months, for fuck's sake, it's heavy, isn't it? You know?
It is quite a lot compared to other sentences we've given for animal cruelty.
I don't know if you've ever been in prison, Niall. I was in prison, and it was my own fault. And I have to say, it's fucking horrific. And for an 89-year-old to get to her end of her life, to go in, it's not a nice place. It really isn't. And it's horrific
to
that
for
anybody.
You'd still send her for a month, wouldn't you?
You can't let her, as you said, you can't let her off. You can't, like,
yes,
if
you
I
can.
Was to turn around and say, hold on for a minute, sir. Hold on for a minute. If she broke the law is what was broken here. But 20 months, mm-hmm. as I said, if she hadn't went in for a month, she would have been out in a week. That's the way the prison service works.
Yeah, but Sean, Steve doesn't even think it should be against the law. He doesn't see it maybe immoral, but he said it should be against the law. Because the fact is that farmers do it all the time, as far as he's concerned.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What Stephen's saying is, if that's the case, Stephen, should everybody be allowed away with it? You know, that's not the case here, Stephen. No,
unfortunately,
it's not,
yes. Unfortunately,
I'm a dog owner, Stephen.
Hold on a second. You asked me a question. So unfortunately, yes, the answer is yes, because we have to put faith in the people that they're not going to be, you know, totally cruel to animals. The vast majority of people are not cruel to animals. You will get the odd arsehole. And here's the thing. The funny thing about cruelty to animals is it's not like a cat can come along and say to somebody else, my owner's being cruel to me. So the vast majority of it doesn't get reported. People are cruel to animals all the time. We also kill these animals to eat them, and we don't find that cruel.
Okay.
And the level of hypocrisy
is a different line there, Stephen. There is. And we're not talking about... Look, it may be Niall will bring it up
another
day.
Hang on, Sean. I kind of agree with you to some degree, and I completely disagree with Steve, but I do understand the point that he's making about hypocrisy. Because, now, what he's basically saying is, you know, a cow will be reared and basically live its life between two iron bars with its head stuck through a hole to feed it and fatten it up, so eventually they'll kill it. They'll then put a bolt into its head to kill it. They'll hang it up with a hook and they'll rip it open. And in some cases, they're not even dead. They'll rip it open and it'll bleed to death. And you're quite happy then to have that on your plate on a Sunday morning or
absolutely.
Sunday afternoon for a roast beef.
Yeah.
Okay. So the point he's making is that somebody else, you're participating in the cruelty. You're enabling the cruelty.
No, we've been doing this since the Stone Age.
I'm not going to disagree with him. We are participating in it, but you have to accept that we are.
But here's the thing, Niall, you know,
well,
there's
I'm okay with
between
that.
Me, but there's a difference between me having a dog here and not feeding it and letting it go to emancipation.
Protect yourself against fraud with Paul O'Brien from Bank of Ireland Security Team.
If you have money to invest, be really careful searching for options online. Fraudsters pay to make their ads appear in your online search results and use very convincing websites and brochures for their fake investment products. Always speak to an independent and regulated financial advisor instead. Remember, if you need to contact us, we're here 24/7 on free phone 1-800-946-764. Stop, think, check. And together, we won't let the fraudsters win.
Bank of Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Hi, I'm thinking of getting another tattoo to go with my raging dragon one.
Sure, what are you looking for?
Well, maybe something like a...
Bunnies! He wants a row of bunny rabbits with twitchy noses.
Your vote is your voice, so don't let others decide for you.
All holding giant flowers.
Who's that?
Ella. She works in the bank next door.
Make sure you're registered to vote. Go to checktheregister.ie and be a voter, so that it's your voice that's heard. From Am Comisiún Toghchán, Ireland's independent electoral commission.
Too cute. And write Sarah on it.
Cute? I'm a martial arts champion. And my boyfriend's name is Jack.
And where it's fleas and what have you not. You know,
why are they both dying?
They're both dying, I understand that. But it's not in the same way and shape and form. You know, it isn't. This is cruelty. This is fucking when they're not feeding. The cows are
Let me ask you a question, Sean. Let's say I was talking about a case today of a man who went out the back garden and killed his dog and then, you know, chopped him up and cooked steaks and had him for dinner.
I'm sure it's been done, Niall. I'm sure it's been done.
Do you believe you should go to jail?
Absolutely, Niall, yeah. Yeah.
Why? Because in some countries in the world, they do eat dogs.
But the domestic, it's a domestic animal, you know.
Because it has a word domestic beside it. See, but here's the thing, Johnny. You listen to what you're saying. This is what they call social conditioning. Like in India, if you killed a cow, you'd go to jail. Because cows are protected.
I know that. I do see that. Yeah, they're sacred. Yeah,
they're sacred. Yeah. So, and in other countries, different animals are sacred. Like in places like Korea, they eat dogs.
I see that, and the cats. There's a country there that they're sacred as well, and goats and
that's what I'm saying. So it all depends on where you're born.
Absolutely, but
is eating dogs cruel, Bud? Is that cruel?
I think it's cruel because it's a domestic pet.
Well, then, equally, the Indians would call us cruel for eating cows.
I just want to say something to you, Stephen. Well, how do you think now if I went out there and I killed one of my German shepherds there and I stuck it up onto the fucking table and I got it and I start cuking it? The kids would fucking shit themselves, first of all.
It wouldn't bother you.
Well, here's the thing.
Kids would shit themselves.
I'm sure they would.
I just want to go with what Stephen is saying here.
Point.
Stephen, can you listen to me for a second?
Okay, you made a great point about your dog. If you put your dog up on the table, the kids would shit themselves. Wonderful. If you got a chicken and put it on the table, would your kids shit themselves and chop it up?
They would if they start cutting it. Of course they would. Of course they would.
It's okay to farm dogs so we can eat them.
It's not, because we don't. That's not what we do here. But it's okay. What I'm saying to you is, Stephen, I'm not a fucking guy. Why am I a hypocrite? Just because I don't want to eat a dog?
I wouldn't kill or eat a dog either. But what I'm saying to you is, Sean, I do understand the point that Steve is making, and I find myself agreeing with him, which is quite bizarre.
It's an absolute idiot.
It's not. It's a psychological thing. It's social conditioning. There are countries in the world where, you know, cows are protected species or looked upon as sacred. There are other countries where sheep are sacred. There's other countries where they eat dogs. It's just that every country is different.
But in Ireland, it's different. We are getting the best green grass-fed cows here. The best food. The best food ever. The Irish beer.
I would agree with you. You can't beat an Irish steak. So, yeah, I agree.
Not at all. And here's the thing, Niall. This is totally different. It is totally different to what you're saying there. He's trying to make out there is no difference. Of course there's a difference. I can't walk around to the shop there and ask for a pound of fucking dog meat, can I? No, because it's not on the menu, man. It's not.
Hold on a second. You're really missing the point on this, and I don't know how.
I never missed any point. I just don't understand how you think it's the same thing as killing a dog as killing a cow.
What you're saying is it's okay to kill one animal, but not another. Very simple.
That's the way we are brought up, Stephen. We've been brought up in a culture like this. We've been going to butcher shops since we're kids.
What if culture changes?
I don't want culture to change.
Like they predict we're all going to start eating insects. Are you okay with that? Because you have no choice. Are you vegan? Perfectly normal.
No, he's not. He's not. He said already he loves meat.
Love
it. Fuck him, Jesus.
Maureen, would you eat insects? Oh, Maureen's gone.
Maureen legged it.
Hello.
Maureen, would you eat eggs, insects?
Would I eat insects?
Yeah.
Not a hope.
Yeah, because that's the kind of new thing they're trying to do. They're trying to now encourage people to eat like mealworms and crickets.
Yeah, well, they know. They're
full of protein.
Mealworm and crickets.
Yeah, they're full of protein, I believe.
Did you try them?
No, I've never tried
them. They're not for human consumption.
We got them, man. Yeah, they're fucking horrible, actually. Yeah, they really are not
nice. They're not for human consumption.
Yeah, you can get a mealworm burger now, I believe.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Did Maureen just say they're not for human consumption? No, they're not, actually. But cows are. You can eat a cow, but you can't eat a spoiler.
Full of protein, Steve. That's the difference.
Well, so are crickets and mealworms full of protein, by the way.
No, Christ, they're not actually for human consumption.
Hold on a second. There's more protein in insects than any other species on this planet. So, you're wrong.
Yeah, but what she's saying is, Stephen, that they're not on the menu, especially. And so what I said to you earlier on, Stephen,
but if they were, but they will be on the menu, and they are starting to put them on the menu. And Maureen is saying they're not for human consumption. But who decided the cow is for human consumption?
Well, gosh, look here, you can thank the caveman for that. He sorted that one out for us, and we just got a handy, you know.
Well, I don't think there's any cows around at the time as the caves, but however, yeah.
Well, sure, whatever happens, it happens. But, Niall, I wouldn't be going into a restaurant and ordering an insect burger. Look, everybody's around us.
Niall, isn't it funny how all these
into McDonald's, give me some cricket nuggets.
It's very funny how all you're complaining about not eating insects, when in actual fact, if you eat jelly beans, there's a coating on a jelly bean which is made from shellac, and shellac is made from crushed beetles. So you're already eating a lot of insects before you know it.
Okay, let me go to Sarah. Sarah, hi, how are you?
I'm good, Niall. Jesus, the show is like one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Oh, it's full of mad people today.
I'm telling you.
You gotta love it,
even
Sarah.
The Owen there that's locked up.
Yeah, so what? Oh, getting back to the Owen that's locked up, the 89-year-old woman, by the way, that was put in jail. Do you think it was right to put her in jail?
100%. I was actually reading it there, and I tell you, you should have put her in jail a long time ago. She's dwarfed, mentally deranged.
Clearly.
And I don't think 20 months actually, like, is good enough for her. I think she probably should have added another couple of months onto her sentence.
Yeah, it is a long time. I mean, 20 months is a long time for somebody at 89.
It's not a long time. Shit, that'll fly by for her.
It is a long time.
It is, because I remember years ago, I was talking to a judge on the air when he was an ex-judge, and he was telling me they do take age into consideration, because here's the thing. If you're 20 years of age, a 20-month sentence is not a long time, because it's only a percentage of your life, right? And you've still got loads of years left. But if you're 89... or 85 in the case of that former Nazi that was jailed last year, and they talked, that whole debate came up at the time, you know, 2 years, which is nearly what it is, a 2 month sentence, nearly 2 years, is a long time in your life because you've hardly any of it left. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah, but now through the aging process at that age, like, she's not going to notice the time, like, in fairness, like.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if she's 89 years of age.
It doesn't matter. Come on, she did what she did, right? No, listen, I don't have sympathy for this woman.
Did you read exactly what she done? She looked, it is what it is, and I understand what you're saying, but, you know, 20 months for an 89-year-old, it's wrong what she done, I get that, but a month is to be suffice, she'd probably be dead
Sorry, I'm just going to have to cut you short here, right? What would you expect then in society, what sort of punishment would you expect for that woman?
Well, as I said to you already, 89 years of age is, you look, you don't get many 80, here, when was the last time you got an 89-year-old that done that? When's the last time you read about that? Never.
I'm not going to justify her actions. She's been doing it for years.
I'm not justifying it. But the fact that, you just said how many, what will happen if this, that, or, what I'm saying is, it's not every day you get an 89-year-old woman in the courts that gets 20 months for doing what she done. This doesn't happen. And it's the case that it's
she'd be well able for prison. You know? She'd be well able for prison.
Okay, but let me ask you another question, Sarah. Apart from what Sean is saying to you, and I kind of agree with both of you in some sense, it's a difficult one. But, you know, Steve is saying you're a hypocrite. Well, he's saying everybody's a hypocrite because you eat meat as well, Sarah, don't you?
Oh, Jesus, I love a fry. Jesus, no, yeah. Hypocrite. And you know, and come here, I walked into the canteen, right? Now, I tell you this, right? And a different nationality was in there, right? And I was near going to to talk about her, right? I was just walking in, filling up my coffee cup, and there she is there, eating her, the smell of the canteen was rotten in anyway. I don't know what sort of food she was eating, but she was eating with her fingers. Come on. And just the smell of it. And
hold
it was fish.
Hold on a second. Hold on, 2 seconds there. You do know that it's culturally acceptable in Asian countries that they eat with their fingers for a specific reason.
Listen, when I was in Beijing, I've seen all of that.
It's a religious thing, as far as I know, Steve, that you don't touch the food with any other implement. Yeah.
No, let me finish. There is an enzyme on the tips of your fingers, and that helps you digest the food. You think Stone Age men had knives and forks? No. Your hands have been developed over years of evolution to eat with your hands.
But here's the thing, Sarah. If you were sitting down in the canteen and you were having a lunch, and you had a donut, and you had a Mars bar, and you had, I don't know, a bag of chips, would you use a knife and fork?
Use a knife and fork?
Yeah.
Of course he is a knife and fork.
No, you're missing the point I'm making. So you're sitting there, you're in McDonald's, let's say, and you're having a few chicken nuggets, a burger, and chips. Do you use a knife and fork?
Well, it depends the size of the burger, okay?
No, no, come on. Now, Jane, now, come on, be honest with me. I'm asking you a question. You're in McDonald's and you get a burger and the chicken nuggets and you get, I don't know, what else you get. Would you use a knife and fork?
No.
No, you
she wouldn't.
So why are you giving out about her eating her food with her hands?
Well, like, if I... No. Listen to me, right? If I order a chicken curry fried rice, right... I would
That's only because it's messy to eat it with your hands. But if you choose to eat it with your hands, so be it. I mean, the point is, why are we giving out about other people using their hands when we do it all the time ourselves?
No, we don't do it like that. No, come on, seriously.
We should blame other people who are not the exact same as us.
No, I've no problem doing that, like, but I tell you, it just put me off, like,
on my brain.
Okay, well, hang on, sorry, Sean is losing his will to live here. Sorry, Sean.
I don't care when he's losing his will to live.
Sarah. You don't keep saying her name, it's starting to go through me. Come on, just say
it. It's going through me, too.
Yeah, come on, just
Has
ask
her. Has she ever been to KFC, Niall?
Oh, yeah.
Kentucky Fried finger-licking chicken.
Yeah, finger-licking good.
Yeah. Don't tell me you bring a knife and a fork with you when you're going to KFC, because I don't believe I'm going there. I really don't.
I wouldn't eat our KFC.
You wouldn't eat it. Well, look. So you bring a knife and fork to McDonald's for the nuggets, did you?
I do with me backside, you know what I mean?
Getting back to the point that Steve was making. You eat meat, Sarah. You love your meat. Yet, you're saying this woman is being cruel to an animal. Essentially, when you're eating meat, you're enabling cruelty to animals. That's the point he's making. So you're being
right,
a hypocrite.
The thing is, these animals that I eat, right, get well looked after, right? I wouldn't go out and eat the animal that woman that abused. And not only one or two animals, that the condition.
But how do you know, how the animal you're eating, when you're having your sausages on a Sunday morning or whatever it is, or your fry up, how do you know the animal was treated well? Do you get documents with the food?
No, that my there sense of smell and my belly and my brain is more focused on how
so
good that sausage sandwich
Dame.
Is going to taste.
Sir
it's
Dame,
not
so
focused on how it's killed.
What you're saying is you would eat a happy animal but not a sad animal. That's even worse.
No, I'm in denial about that side of things, Steve. I'm not going to argue with you because I'll never win that with you because you're just so naive. You just annoy me like when you come on and you start talking about X, Y and Z. When you don't have a clue about what goes on with me, like...
Actually, I've just had a epiphany.
I'll have another epiphany.
Niall, farms are checked, Niall. And farms are well checked and looked after, Niall. And I know this because friends of mine have farms. And they are checked on a regular basis. And if anything's happening, and if anything sounds... Oh, it is.
Sarah, have you had any epiphanies lately? You had a epiphany the last time you were on.
Listen, epiphany, listen. Keep flagging me now. You're flagging me now. You're flagging me pronunciations now here now. Right? Because I want to go from my page there so I can go back and educate myself with my pronunciation to be great. I have no problem with that. He's rubbing her in there. But no, seriously, get back to this woman now,
yes.
Ma Baker, going around baiting poor animals. And not only that as well, like you had Maureen there talking about a cat, putting a lead on a cat. That's abuse. Because cats are meant to run wild free. That's a restraint on a cat.
Is putting a cow in a shed abuse?
Well, at least it's putting her in the shelter and it's not getting wet.
So what's the difference between...
I don't think a cow cares about getting wet, by the way, can I just point out?
Well, that's part of nature, like...
No, they walk around in fields in the rain. They don't care. They're not like humans. They don't go, oh, give me an umbrella, quick.
No, here's that guy that always predicts the weather by you if a cow is sitting or standing. Isn't there a famous guy that rings in from Mayo or Galway?
Yeah, that's right. It's to do with their tail.
In the weather.
Yeah. If their tail swings to the left, it's going to rain. And if it swings to the right...
You know, I'm going to look... When I wake up in the morning, I'm going to look across the way where I live, right? And there's a load of cows, right? And I'm going to see... I swear to God, I'm going to get a pair of binoculars and see which
way the tail is swinging.
See which way the tail is swinging.
Yeah, sorry, Sean. We're going off the subject and now it's getting all mad. We'll go on,
no, Sean. I just want to get back here. That's what I wanted to do, Noel. I just wanted to ask, Sarah, what did you think was fair, Sarah? What would you have thought was fair? What did you want? You wanted longer time for this woman, did you?
Yeah.
And what's sufficient? What do you think is sufficient?
I don't know, but I tell you one thing, she might get some discipline, like, or something in a prison.
You think you're really going to discipline an 89-year-old woman? I mean, there is that saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And on this particular occasion, Sarah, I would say with an 89-year-old woman, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Sarah, Steve, Sean, thank you very much indeed. And I appreciate you coming on the air today. Now, that is about it for today. Don't forget, by the way, where's my mug? The mugs. We found four more of them, of the older ones. And these ones here, see these ones? People want them. For some reason, they want them. This is not being used, as you can see. It's lucky, actually, there was no tea in that, because I forgot for a second, maybe there might have been. There's no tea in that. Otherwise, we'd be in serious technical difficulties. Anyway, those mugs are available, but you can't buy them. Not at the moment. We will be selling them when the new ones come in, by the way. And we're hoping that, well, they're delayed at the moment. We're hoping the new order mugs will come in, but we will be selling them. But we've got four more of these. We had three last week that we gave away. And we have four more of these. And what we will do is, for anybody who signs up on the website, we will send you one of these mugs. And anybody who subscribes on the website, we will send you one of these mugs. Randomly, by the way, not one to everybody. We will pick one person per day. We couldn't obviously afford to do that, because then it wouldn't be worth your while subscribing. It wouldn't be worth our while, because they cost about £6 each. All right. But, and also, if you share from anywhere social media, or you share from the website, you take a link from the website and send it to a friend or share, we know if you've done that because of the analytics. We will also put you in the draw as well for one of those mugs. And we give one away every single day. All you got to do is go to the website, nileboylan.com, and subscribe. Now, don't subscribe for free, obviously, to the monthly plan. You won't be in the draw if you subscribe for free. Can I just clarify that? Because we said it last week and loads of people went to the website, but they picked the free subscription. That's only for a newsletter. That doesn't benefit us really in any shape or form. We need finances to keep this going. So please go to the website, nileboylan.com. And for that, by the way, you can get to see all of the videos of all the shows, plus interviews that we don't run during the day on the live stream. So there are exclusive interviews there that we don't have on the live stream, and you can watch all of those as well by paying the $5.99 a month, which is the price of a pint of beer. That's all we're asking you for once a month to help us to keep this going. If you can feel you can give us more than $5.99, we'd really appreciate it, by the way. There is a donate button there too. You can just donate. You don't get out for that, by the way, but you can just donate to us, and that's just to help us keep this going. So please do it. We really, really ask. Now, I know, look, there's a problem at the moment and people just don't have money, and we're in the middle of a crisis, a cost of living crisis, and I get that. And if you can't afford to donate, or you can't afford to pay us, or you can't afford to do it monthly, we still appreciate you watching the show. We'll always do it for free every single day. You can watch it on Twitter and Facebook, as you are doing right now. The thousands of people who are watching it right now, you're all watching it for free. You're listening to it for free. So that's okay. We're all right with that, because we need you to do that to interact with the show. But if you want to watch it later and watch the whole video, you have to go to the website and subscribe. If you want to listen to it later on, you can listen to it for free on Spotify, iTunes, and all those places. The only thing is, you'll have ads at the start and ads at the end of it. But we don't put the ads on, they do. So please support us and go to the website. That is the best way to listen or watch the show. Go to the website, nileboylan.com. This show will be on the website in about an hour's time. And support us. Please support us. We want to keep doing this. All right? We do want to keep doing this. All right? That's right. So keep doing it. Keep supporting us. The number is 087. No, it's not. It's 085-122-55, by the way. If there's a topic you ever want us to raise on the show, send a WhatsApp message. Our producer will see it. 085-122-55 is the number. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Please go to the website and please support us so we can continue to do this every single day and give you a voice, because this is your show with your opinions uncensored. All right. 085-122-55. Go to the website, nileboylan.com. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Same time, 12 o'clock. Until then, have a great day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.
Hi there, can I help you? You're looking for something for the garden?
Well, I want to plant
what
for my...
she wants is a nice lay landy hedge, am I right?
No,
and a lovely big hot tub.
Your vote is your voice, so don't let someone else decide for you.
Oh, and a pair of those crouching stone lions, they'd look great either side of your front door.
Do I know you?
That's our new trainee. He's very keen.
Make sure you're registered to vote. Go to checktheregister.ie and be a voter so that it's your voice that's heard. From Am Comisiún Toghcháin, Ireland's Independent Electoral Commission.
And would you like that for delivery?
Yeah. Apartment 3, 6th floor.
Oh, you're going to need a crane for those lions then.